news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And as we head into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now, hope you've had a wonderful Monday so far. Could be a bit of a bumpy ride, though, a little bit later on here. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. It would not shock me in the slightest if we start seeing some severe weather warnings here within the next hour, as we do have a strong line of system that is moving ever closer now to our area. Just the front of it looks like it's crossed into the far northwest tip of Florida, McDavid area, Century. And there's a lot of red on the ThreatNet radar right now. So again, we have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. But we have in Mississippi and in Alabama seen severe thunderstorm warnings pop up as this system continues to move south southeast. So that is what we are anticipating over the next hour, hour and a half or so. So just stay weather aware. Certainly keep us on, as we will get you all the latest information. The good news, though, is that there is not believed to be any tornadic activity as part of the storm system, so that if there is such a thing, is the good news as we head into a bumpy ride here in terms of the weather. So I pretty much covered the weather. Gracie certainly free to add whatever she deems necessary, but we'll get a check of the roads and weather together here on the fives.
Well, good news for the roads. We're looking good on I-10, I-110 right now. We still have slowdowns on I-10 westbound, but it is clearing up. We had an accident, I-10 westbound at 29, that was causing some major delays. But right now, you'll just see a patch of traffic in between 29 and I-110, a little bit slow moving now. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Joe did cover weather. Not going to add anything else, really, but it is 86 right now in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. And just get ready for some rain that is going to be coming to our area in just a bit here. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start with our top three stories. Former President Trump is in Florida now ahead of his arraignment tomorrow. He was, of course, indicted last week on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. He'll be arraigned in Miami federal court and is expected to then fly back to New Jersey, where he will speak publicly tomorrow evening.
And Pennsylvania officials say that the highway bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck caused it to collapse on Sunday. The driver of the tanker truck lost control while taking an exit ramp and crashed into the wall. The crash caused the tanker truck that was carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline to catch on fire. The demolition process could take months.
And also here locally, three boaters were rescued around lunchtime out in Pensacola Bay. Fire Chief Jenny Craner said the boat was anchored close to the 3 mile bridge and encountered some large waves and capsized. But the good news,
three victims fell into the water, and within 12 minutes they were on Pensacola Fireboat 1. So they're all doing okay, and luckily had on flotation devices, which is pretty key to their successful rescue and doing okay right now.
And that was during a press conference today with Mayor D.C. Reeves. We'll get more from the mayor here in just a moment. In Santa Rosa County, the big story over the weekend was what in the world was going on at Nico's Japanese Steakhouse. On Pensacola Morning News today, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson was on the program.
A couple of families got sick. They ate at the same hibachi table together. And then they got home, and then they started feeling ill, and then some of them got really sick, and they all went to the hospital, and they tested positive for a narcotic.
And Johnson says once an arrest is made, it could be turned over to the FBI, as he believes poisoning food would qualify for prosecution as an act of terrorism. So certainly a story to follow. This one is not over, as they still, at least as of this morning, had one suspect that they were waiting to speak with. So more on the way on that story in the coming days. Also, we heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Might have caught him at Channel 3 News at 5 there regarding a home invasion on Majors Road. Sheriff Simmons talked with Channel 3.
It wasn't random. It looks as if they were going to this location for a reason, and we're looking into that as at the same time that we're looking to identify the individuals that are responsible.
And they're asking anybody with information to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Pensacola seeking a grant from the Escambia Children's Fund, a trust grant fund there, $3.5 million to fund a children's resource center. Mayor Reeves talked about that today.
I think we're putting our best foot forward of something that we know is of immense need in this community. And I think there's a lot of opportunity here. I think if this is able to pass the Children's Trust and be funded, I think, number one, the value of it is it's an existing building. This is something that could be put online relatively quickly.
And Reeves says the city is partnering with Community Health Northwest Florida and the Lakeview Center to renovate the Lakeview Activity Center and provide a resource center that would include a pediatric clinic and on-site behavioral health services. Pensacola Parks and Recreation would also offer community programming at the center. So that's a pretty good development there. If everything shakes out, the city will apply for that $3.5 million grant this week. We'll get a late check here on the roads and our weather. Of course, we did that at right around 6:14. So we'll do that again and then head to break. More state and national headlines coming up in a little bit.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 westbound in between 29 and I-110. It looks like it's almost all the way cleared up, but we did have an accident right at mile marker 10. That's still causing some slight delays, but other than that, we're looking good on the roads. If you do see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, that's what we're keeping our eyes on right now, as we do have severe weather coming to our area. This is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. And this big cluster of thunderstorms is starting to move its way into Northwest Florida, right kind of at the tip of Florida right now, throughout Atmore, Bay Minette, Flemington, and Century. Starting to see that rain right now, but we do have a lot of red coming right towards our area. So just keep that in mind for this evening. And of course, we'll be giving you updates as they come. Right now, it's 86 right now in Pensacola, 86 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, and this is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. More national and state headlines coming up in just a bit. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
It's summer savings at Daryl's of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Now featuring Bernina's, kick off the summer savings event with generous discounts on several Bernina models now through June 12th. Daryl's also has a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit newsouthwindow.com.
New South proud!
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here. 6:23, hour number three here on Pensacola right now. And yeah, feeling good right now, but in about, what do you say, 20 minutes? We'll see. Yeah, again.
Lift spirits here.
Yeah, well, you know, got to be honest. You can't just, you know, say, hey, everything's great, everything's wonderful, and then 20 minutes later, everything goes to hell. That's not what we want. Now, we're also not saying that that's what's going to happen. But, yeah, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect until 8 o'clock. We have, with the system that is, you know, slowly but surely working its way to us. There's no way around that. And so far, haven't seen any local severe thunderstorm warnings, although that I anticipate that changing any time. But we'll see. Maybe we get lucky and everything just kind of dies down once it gets to, you know, Pine Forest Road or something. I doubt it. But that's the situation right now. We've been, of course, keeping close eye on that throughout the day today. We'll continue to do so until 7 o'clock when we're off the air here. But Gracie has been busy on the roads as well this afternoon. Let's see if that is still the case.
It isn't. So we are looking good right now on I-10 to I-110, not showing any slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. So we are looking great on the roads. Again, as Joe was mentioning, we do have severe thunderstorm watch in effect and a severe thunderstorm coming our direction. So right now, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, it is right going through Century Atmore Bay Minette, starting to see just the kind of outskirts of this thunderstorm clump, but it is making its way towards our area. So just keep that in mind that we are going to be seeing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning all throughout this early evening. So just keep that in mind as well on the roads. If you see something else, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. This report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com. Follow Fresh or from the Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Oh, all eyes on Miami now as President Trump, former President Trump, is going to be arraigned tomorrow, and the mayor is promising residents and visitors the city is ready for whatever happens there.
In our city, we obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves. But we also believe in law and order. And we know that and we hope that tomorrow will be peaceful.
It's Mayor Suarez who says there will be enough law enforcement and fire rescue on duty.
Also, gas prices are at their highest point in about a month. AAA reports that the state average jumped 11 cents last week to $3.47 per gallon. The Auto Club says that the higher gas prices are a result of an uptick in demand due to a quick start to the summer driving season.
State of Florida and the White House marking the 7th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting, where a gunman killed 49 people and injured 53 more. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
49 people, predominantly Latino members of the LGBTQI plus community, lost their lives in a senseless act of gun violence.
And their lives commemorated with an event at the Steinmetz Hall in Orlando, scheduled for later on tonight.
Also, today marks day 4 of the trial of the ex-Parkland School Resource Officer Scott Peterson. Officer Timothy Bruin is testifying he and Peterson were taking a tactical cover position because there were already other officers inside the school after shots were fired. Peterson's defense is trying to prove that taking a tactical position instead of charging was correct.
The man accused of killing a homeless man with a chokehold in a New York City subway released a video yesterday through his attorneys.
You can see in the video there's a clear rise and fall of his chest indicating that he's breathing. I'm trying to restrain him from him being able to carry out the threats. And then some people say that this was about race, which is absolutely ridiculous. I didn't see a black man threatening passengers. I saw a man threatening passengers.
And Daniel Penny is charged with manslaughter in Jordan Neely's death back on May 1st.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to initially say that the reports of a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba were inaccurate. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, who said just last week that the news stories revealing the operation were inaccurate. The White House now confirms that China has operated a facility in Cuba to collect the intelligence on the U.S. for years.
And a wild and wacky one in Utah. New details coming out about the woman who allegedly killed her husband and went on to write a children's book about grief. Corey Richens has been accused of spiking her husband's Moscow Mule with fentanyl back in March of last year and is facing homicide and aggravated murder charges. Prosecutors say after he died, Richens Googled things like, what is considered non-natural manner of death? How long do life insurance payouts take? And can police see deleted text?
Oh, gosh.
And she wrote a book, children's book about grief. Yikes.
Not good. Another national story. All the victims injured in the mass shooting in Alabama are now released from the hospital. Four people were killed and more than 30 people were hurt when a gunman opened fire on a Sweet 16 party that happened in April in Dadeville.
And by the way, Gracie was talking about that story about China and Cuba and the spy facility. This was the audio from John Kirby earlier today after we said last week that the White House was denying this, and now they said that, oh, yeah, China has operated a facility in Cuba. Here's what he had to say.
We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared.
So, kids, when you get caught in a lie, just go with that. Let me know how it works. You can text us in 437-1620. Dying to know. 6:30, Fox News Update starts now.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump is set to face charges in a Miami, Florida federal courtroom tomorrow afternoon.
The former president called the 37 felony counts against him baseless and ridiculous. Federal prosecutors say Trump was personally involved in moving classified information from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. Prosecutors say he misled investigators and on two occasions showed people without security clearances sensitive defense information.
Fox's Nate Foy. Iran's foreign ministry says nuclear talks with U.S. representatives have resumed in the country of Oman.
This as Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, says the West could not stop the Islamic Republic from obtaining a nuclear weapon if the country wanted one. The Iranian leader also urged cooperation with the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. America is listening to Fox News.
that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Greasy and Joe on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Happy Monday. We are going to get a quick look at the roads and then definitely an update on weather as we have a severe weather watch in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. For roads, we're looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 just not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90. Use a lot of cautions on the roads later this evening as we again have some rain coming our way. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Strong thunderstorms are possible this evening, and a severe thunderstorm watch was issued. The main threat will be damaging winds. Large hail also possible. Overnight, lows will end up being down between about 70 and 75 degrees. As we head through the next couple of days, the rain chance is around 40 to 50% each day, and highs will run in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yeah, we are still seeing some rain heading this way. Not just rain, but severe thunderstorms. The ThreatNet radar, News Radio ThreatNet radar, is showing that it's just going through Century, Brewton, Atmore right now, making its way through Mobile, and it is moving just a little bit south as it's continuing to move this cluster of just lots of rain, again, wind, hail. So just keep that in mind later this evening. We are going to be seeing a lot more rain in our listening area. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And again, top three stories. Just briefly, former President Trump is in Florida in Miami ahead of his arraignment tomorrow after being indicted on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. He'll be in federal court tomorrow morning, and then he'll go back to New Jersey where he will speak publicly on his arraignment tomorrow night. In Pennsylvania, officials say a highway bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse Sunday. The demolish should take just a few days, but the repairs will likely take months. And here locally, three boaters rescued around lunchtime out on Pensacola Bay, right near the 3 Mile Bridge. Fire Chief Jenny Craner says that the boat was anchored close to the 3 Mile Bridge and encountered some large waves and capsized. Thankfully, the three people that were on board were all wearing life jackets. Within 15 minutes, they were on Fireboat 1, headed back to shore. So a good outcome there, and what a situation that could have been much, much worse. World of sports today, we've got Game 5 of the NBA Finals. 7:30 start time on ABC. The Denver Nuggets trying to close out the Miami Heat at home, leading 3-1. The Heat, though, will get a boost from Tyler Hero, who will play tonight. He's warming up right now. He was officially upgraded to questionable earlier today, but will be in the lineup to play. We got Major League Baseball light schedule tonight. The Braves are currently in action in Detroit, taking on the Tigers. They lead 1-0 midway through the fourth. The Rays and the Marlins are both out west. They'll start later on tonight, both games at 8:40. The Rays taking on the Oakland A's and the Marlins taking on the Seattle Mariners. We do have two elimination games in the Super Regionals of the NCAA Baseball Tournament. Right now, though, the earlier game, Tennessee and Southern Miss, is delayed, rain delay there. So they are scoreless. And I don't know where they're playing this. I would have to assume, since it's Southern Miss, they're probably playing in Hattiesburg. I don't know. I could probably tell you that really quick. I mean, it would make sense. Yeah, it is the Hattiesburg Super Regional. So that's exactly that storm system that's headed our way is what's keeping them from playing baseball right now. We also have Stanford and Texas playing at 7 o'clock. That game on ESPN. By the way, when Tennessee Southern Miss does play, they are on ESPN2 tonight. Other sports notes, we've got a Senate committee asking for details on the PGA Tour's merger with LIV Golf. Democrat Richard Blumenthal is requesting details of the agreement, sending a letter to both PGA and LIV officials, and two racehorses. Racehorses had to be euthanized over the weekend at Belmont Park. One happened yesterday. The other happened in a race that followed the Belmont Stakes. So rough news there, especially with everything going on at Churchill Downs in Kentucky. 12 horses put down in a month's time there. Health, business, and science notes. J.P. Morgan Chase today agreeing to settle a lawsuit that alleges the bank of helping facilitate Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise. The settlement would resolve a lawsuit that was filed in federal court by an unidentified woman last year who claimed Chase turned a blind eye towards Epstein's conduct.
And artificial intelligence researchers are risking their mental and emotional health. The American Association says that researchers are feeling socially disconnected at work because of the sudden changes of working with AI. They also found that employees working with AI are more likely to suffer from insomnia and alcoholism.
Pretty cool job if you like cheese or milk. Sign me up. The University of Wisconsin has a dream job for somebody who's extremely lactose tolerant. The school's Center for Dairy Research is hiring a dairy taste tester to talk about food based on appearance, texture, taste, and aroma. Whoever gets the job can expect to taste as many as a dozen pizzas and 24 cheese samples a week. Absolutely. Sign me up for that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't know if I could do that, honestly. But a dozen pizzas a week, that's two pizzas a day.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I mean, you don't have to eat the full pizzas.
I guess, yeah.
You know, yeah. It's like you watch Chopped, right? And the judges take like
a bite.
Three bites, and then they tell you everything about the bites and everything, which, you know, whatever. I guess, you know, I do not have the sophisticated palate of somebody like that. So I probably wouldn't be the right person for the job. I would just say, yeah,
it's good.
The pizza's pretty good. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, also another one off of Reddit. Almost 3,500 Reddit pages went dark today. It's in protest of a San Francisco-based tech company raising prices for developers of a third-party app. As part of the backlash, some subreddits will make their communities private for 48 hours.
And new figures show the unfortunate toll fentanyl has taken on the U.S. Army. The Washington Post says that 127 soldiers were lost to fentanyl between 2015 and 2022. Lawmakers last month introduced a bill that calls on the Pentagon to release overdose data every year.
And the saga continues with Tucker Carlson. Fox News is sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson. The conservative anchor just published his second episode of the new Twitter show, and the letter takes issue with his Twitter show because Carlson is still in contract dispute with Fox, and after they ousted him last month. Fox says that they're still paying Carlson, which says that he needs to keep his contract exclusive to Fox through the end of 2024.
And finally, just an absolute wild story in Colombia, where four children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crashed in the Amazon rainforest have been found alive. Colombia's president tweeted out the news and shared photos of the children with the rescue teams. The children age 13, 9, 4, and an infant were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the jungle back on May 1st.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. It's 6:45 here on Pensacola right now. Roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We are keeping our eyes out for the severe weather coming our way. It is basically right almost to Pensacola. This severe thunderstorm, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, is just making its way through. It's going to have a lot of rain, wind, some hail possibly. It's making its way through Century, Crestview, Bay Minette, Mobile, and Daphne, making its way through Foley in just a bit here. So just keep that in mind and keep some caution on the roads as this is coming through with severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some soft news updates, pop culture, we have Nicki Minaj, who had just a bizarre weekend. She was apparently swatted. Cops say an anonymous caller notified child services that Minaj's 2-year-old son was being abused. That led to sheriff deputies showing up at her house in L.A. And after investigating, interviewing both Nicki and her husband and seeing that the 2-year-old didn't have any sort of injuries, they left. And then hours later, another phone call to 911 saying that Minaj's house was on fire.
Also, if you're a fan of playing the lottery and Powerball, well, tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $324 million. The cash option, that works out to be about $167 million. Tomorrow night brings the Mega Millions drawing, and that jackpot is standing about $260 million.
And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck calling out Donald Trump for using a snippet of their movie footage in a fundraising video last week. The video used an audio clip from Air, the movie that detailed Nike's efforts at landing Michael Jordan.
Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life.
I mean, I understand why Trump would use that clip.
That's like the best part of the movie. Right. I actually just watched that this weekend.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It's out on streaming if you need to.
Yeah. But yeah, I certainly understand, you know, Trump, you know, he's like me versus the world and, you know, it's a witch hunt and all that. And so I certainly understand that. But there's a thing called copyright. And yeah. Damon and Affleck say Trump doesn't have permission to use it. So they want him to stop.
Well, speaking of movies, Spider-Man didn't stay on top very long. Transformers Rise of the Beast opened with $60.5 million to edge out Spidey's Spidey's movie in the box office this weekend. And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned about $55 million at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Rounding out the top five, Little Mermaid, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and The Boogeyman.
And looking at some weird, wacky stuff, there was plenty of it over the weekend. And, you know, I don't know if you watched the Champions League, I think, Manchester City, but it's also a golf tournament yesterday. And in it was the Canadian Open. Of course, it was notable in the sense that it was the first golf tournament after the LIV PGA Tour merger. But most of the big PGA guys took the week off. So it wasn't really a stacked field, but kudos to the winner, who was a Canadian, and the first time that a Canadian won the Canadian Open in like 70 years. But the big story was there was two of them. Number one, and see if you can find a video of it because it's pretty awesome. So the guy who the winning golfer, it was a playoff, and he sinks a 72-foot putt on the fourth playoff hole for eagle to win this thing. And then after that, he's hugging his caddy and celebrating after winning. And there, one of his friends, who's also a professional golfer, is running up to him and spraying champagne on the golfer and the caddy. And then the security guard that was kind of just standing right behind the golfer and his caddy just comes on the outside of him like an NFL defensive end getting around a block and just lays him out, thinking that he was just a random spectator who was spraying a bottle of champagne on the golfer. And so he goes to the ground, they both go to the ground, and then, you know, everyone's like, whoa, wait a second, hold on, no, he's good, he's one of us, he's just celebrating with us. So that happened. Also, here locally, we had a couple of videos of, you know, we had a black bear out at Destin that was just swimming in the Gulf, a beautiful weekend for it. And then we had over in Orange Beach, there was a group of people that were just standing around, and I forget the name of it. It's kind of similar to Crab Island out in Destin, but, you know, you've just got people that are standing there waist-high water, and there's just a school of sharks that are just swirling around. So a couple of viral videos in our area this afternoon as well. Of course, the big story here was the Japanese sushi place in Pace. That came out Saturday. There was pictures on social media. Anybody could look at them, and, you know, just a horrible situation for the families. You know, they're out for a nice night at the hibachi. You know, people are, you know, they're starting the fires and everyone's on one. Next thing you know, they're hospitalized because, like, they're really sick and have no idea why. And you know, according to the families, it's, you know, their food was laced with meth. And, you know, the sheriff's office isn't confirming the specific narcotic, but they did say a narcotic was involved. And that's just led to a big investigation. We've got a number of agencies that are in on that now. So just a really bizarre story there from Pace over the weekend. Yeah, it's a lot happening here locally today.
Which viral weekend.
Viral weekend in Pensacola, yeah. Some other really good stories. This one that I absolutely love in Missouri. I wish I came up with it because there's about 25, 30 people that I would do this to. So there's a hoax where homeowners are being sent official-looking letters that say, like, Dear Homeowner or Dear Landowner, 550 buffaloes are being shipped to your home in the middle of the night. The notices say, quote, the land surrounding your home has been selected as a game reserve, and that the first shipment of 550 buffalo will arrive at your home at 3:45 a.m. on June 29th. I absolutely love that.
Who comes up with that?
I don't know. Imagine. I wish I did.
I would love to see an angry old man opening up that letter.
Calling, putting a call into your congressman.
Yeah, for sure. Well, another good one, or wacky one, before we get a quick break here. I think this sounds delicious, but a Detroit-based pizza chain called Jet's Pizza enlisted a AI-powered chat box to create a truly delicious pizza combination. It came up with the ranch veggie pizza. It's topped with ranch, mozzarella, feta, mushrooms, onions, green peppers, black olives, and tomatoes. Yum city.
No way.
That sounds good. Ranch, feta? I could do without the black olives, though.
I'm done with you. I'm not talking to you anymore today.
That sounds delish. Well, hopefully I'll get Joe to talk to me during this break here. We're going to take a quick break and come back on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, it's Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm going to be getting a quick look at our weather, our severe weather that is coming to our area in just a bit. But first, traffic. I-10 and I-110 not causing any major delays throughout our area. But if you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For our severe weather, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. So the next hour, we are going to be keeping an eye on this heavy rain, wind, and hail that is coming through. Right now, taking a look at the ThreatNet radar, this large cluster of rain and wind and everything that we've been talking about coming our way. Well, it's just about here. We're seeing rain and heavy weather throughout Brewton, Atmore, Bay Minette, Foley, and Century, making its way down 29 right now through McDavid. And we are going to be seeing some rain in just a bit. We're still dry here at the radio station, but most likely in the next couple minutes, probably about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to be seeing a lot of rain. So just keep that in mind use some caution on the roads as that is making its way through. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together. This traffic update is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
And finishing out with a little bit more wacky stuff and some good news. Of course, a man in Indiana arrested for shooting at a mouse outside that was in a trap. The problem, though, was that 22-year-old Frankie Rosa was shooting in the direction of his neighbors that were outside, including an 8-year-old. He was charged with criminal recklessness.
And a weird one out of L.A., a couple was cleaning out their parents' basement when they found at least a million pennies in a crawl space. If you're not good at math, I'm not, but that is about $10,000. And they couldn't find any takers, though, including banks. Coinstar said they would take 8% of it, but it would be a pain in the butt to get these pennies out. They did put ads online for $25,000, as pretty much all of these pennies are copper and not zinc.
Yeah, and we were talking about this last hour. I mean, if you were in their shoes, what would you do? I don't know. I mean, it's $10,000. I mean, it's, you know, at least $10,000 just on the penny, you know, worth. But you know, the fact that they're all copper, they're all pre-1980,
yeah.
Maybe a good chance that, you know, at least one of them is maybe one of those super rare coins. But I'm not going to take the time to go in and look for it. So I'm reaching out to every coin shop owner I can and say, hey, I've got about $10,000 worth of pennies here. You can pick them up and, you know, do whatever you want with it. But I don't know, 8% fee of Coinbase or whatever. What's it called? Coinstar? That doesn't sound too bad either. Finally, congratulations to Wendy McCullough. She is an elementary teacher in Montana, just retired after 31 years on her last day. Got to fulfill a lifelong wish of leaving the school in a helicopter. That's pretty cool. Had plenty of good news today. Of course, we had the rescue out of Pensacola Bay this afternoon, right near the 3 Mile Bridge. 3 boaters were capsized, and thanks to them wearing life vests, they were able to be rescued. So good news there. We'll see you tomorrow. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.